travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Paolo Canila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, has just returned. Did you get sunshine?
Pat, I was there for 4 or 5 days and I would say we got one day of glorious sunshine when it looked like Connemara could be in the Caribbean, and the rest was mixes of greyness and a little bit of sideways rain and a little bit of regular rain and a little bit of damp and so on. But to my mind, and I was reminded of this kind of at the when I got there first, I was like, oh no, I've booked this week of annual leave. Why does it have to be so grey? But then I was reminded that it's in the attitude. Connemara's desolation and its beauty comes to you with a particular pace after a few days. And as one hotelier put it to me, we view the sun as the bonus.
Okay. So you had one day of a bonus and the rest was make do.
Well, yes. But look, if you go off season and all that, you can still, you mightn't expect the sun to be splitting the heavens and the blue skies, but you can still do walks like we went to Omi Island, for example, which is the tidal island connected by a causeway to the coast at Clatadduff. Now, I don't know if you know Omi, but the tide recedes, and at low tide for a couple of hours either side of that, you can drive across the sand or walk across the sand to the island. You do a looped walk around it. It's beautiful Wild Atlantic Way territory with an old sunken medieval church on the island. But you have to get back before the tide comes.
So timing is everything.
It's everything. But that adds to the thrill of it. And that you don't need, you know, particularly spanking sunshine for that. Likewise with Connemara National Park. Really small, three gorgeous walking loops, the shortest of which is just 1.5 kilometres. It'll take you out. You'll see the ponies you mentioned. The hardest of which isn't even that hard, is called Diamond Hill. Apparently, I was reading Tim Robinson's books about Connemara while I was there. It got its name from local kids generations ago trying to pawn the quartzite from its ridges as Irish diamonds. It's about a 2.5 to 3 hour loop. It gets quite steep towards the top, where you might be using your hands a bit. But when you get up there, you look out onto the 12 bends, onto the coastline, onto even Kylemore Abbey overlooking the lake below. It is just jaw-dropping.
Now, if you haven't been to Kylemore, you should go.
I think you should go. I think it's one of those iconic Irish sites, but also interesting in how it's been evolving. It's now absolutely one of Ireland's top most visited tourist attractions. I asked and they said last year they had over 500,000 visitors. So I arrived and there are a lot of tour buses and there were lots of foreign accents and foreign languages, all with their kind of waterproofs and fleeces on, all prepared, which is how what you should be. You'll pay €17 per person to enter these days. But what you get for it is the new tour of the house, where they have sort of staged the period style rooms that the Henry family would have lived in. Also, the story, of course, of the Benedictine nuns who live there and have just moved into their new building beside the gift shop. The wall gardens have been brought to life. Like, I remember going there not too long ago and they were just derelict. But now the herbaceous borders, the fruit trees, there's a little cafe there, a shuttle bus down from the house. And of course, you can go to the cafe and you can buy your souvenirs and all of that. It's really come on a level.
What is co-steering?
So co-steering is an activity which is a great leveller. It involves showing up with an adventure company. In this case, we went with a company called Real Adventures Connemara, squeezing into a wetsuit, an old pair of trainers, a helmet, a buoyancy vest, and then proceeding to walk, climb, scramble, jump, swim and paddle your way along the coast for about 2 hours. And it is great crack. And it doesn't matter whether it's wet or whether it's sunny or what the weather is, because you're going to get soaked anyway. Yeah. And everyone's a little bit awkward pulling on the wetsuits at the start, but then the giggles start and the laughs and nobody looks like a pro.
And
doing
swimming
this.
Ability?
You don't need to be particularly good. They will tailor it towards your group. And what they do is it starts off, you're going into water up to your knees. And you kind of get used to it and you go down on your tummy and you float along. Like, you are like a cork. We at its highest, we did a few jumps that were maybe 5 or 6 metres, which were great crack. But you kind of come bouncing out of the water like when you submerge a float in the pool because of the vest you're wearing. And I learned that it's not just the likes of, you know, regular float like you and me doing it. Gordon Ramsay has been out. Hosier has been out co-steering in Connemara. So who knows? It could be a trend about to take off, but great crack and completely weatherproof.
Now, Alcock and Brown famously crash landed in Connemara Is that site marked?
It is marked, yeah. It's a Derry-Gimla bog, as well as the mountains and the coast and all that. Connemara is absolutely riddled with bog. And in 1919, this was where the pair of them came after their historic transatlantic flight and kind of puttered down and rammed their plane. Thankfully, were able to get out of it. I remember meeting an older man many years ago in Clifton who remembered the sound of the plane coming in over the town, and he was wondering what it was. And it's subsequent to the development of the Wild Atlantic Way, there's now interpretive signage. There's pictures from the time, the place is signposted. It's also where there was an old Marconi station. So it's kind of a curiosity that you go to have a little stroll and read up about that. That's why, obviously, the town in Clifton, or sorry, the hotel in the town is named after the pair as well.
I mean, Clifton, a garrison town, and it's, if you like, the jewel of Connemara.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the crossroads or the hub. It's Connemara is this slippery geography. It's not a county. It's not an administrative area. Everyone has their own idea of kind of where it begins and ends. And that it's very elusive and romantic in that respect. But Clifton was the busiest town, the biggest town. And that little triangle of streets in the middle, it looks lovely with the pottered in the Lavelle Gallery, went into a few interior shops, ate in Guy's. There's a new fish shop called Uffic on Fish. After Uffic on Fish, another lovely new restaurant called the Willow Tree there. So just one of the great things about spending a couple of days in the area is that you start to get onto this pace of where will we go tonight? Call, see if they have a table. Go in, have the fresh fish. The fish in Connemara, mussels from the Killary Fjord, the chowders, the just one meal after another. I was reminded that I've eaten seafood, you know, all over the world at this stage. But when it comes fresh out of the cold Atlantic Sea, it just pops.
Accommodation? Hard to find? Expensive?
No, not hard to find. And there is variety. It's not, you don't have an enormous amount of hotels and all that. It is quite a sparsely populated area. You know, even a town like Roundstone, where half of Dublin floor seems to descend in the summer, you'd literally walk through it in a minute. It's that small. But the couple of places, we stayed at the Connemara Sands Hotel, which is a family-run four-star on Manon Bay, which had a surprisingly good restaurant. We had beautiful lobster there, beautiful local Duncastle oysters. They have a barrel sauna on the beach, and that's a member of the original Irish Hotels group, doubled from around 220. Clifton Eco Beach Camping is a brilliantly sustainable family business there. Climate neutral, sources its own spring water, has lots going on, and it's in a really nice scenic position. That's budget from around €40 for pitches, including your electricity and showers. And there's another place to mention to you, Pat, newly opened this year called Within the Village in Roundstone, which has converted five townhouses and a former pub in the middle of the village into a really tasteful self-catering set of stays with lots of luxury local details, Burn perfumery products, you know, Donegal tweed, local basket makers making the wickerwork and so on. That's from around €430 for two nights sleeping two people.
All right. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Irish Independent travel editor Paul O'Connella.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.